This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
What I want to do today, as I said earlier, is share four promises with you out of the Bible. Let's bring up the first one from 2 Corinthians 1:20 that says this: "For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through Him, the Amen, another title for Jesus, is spoken by us to the glory of God." Paul in Corinthians says any promises that were made by God are answered positively, yes, by Jesus Christ. I want you to notice this. Have you ever heard a man talk about his wife and he says, you know, if there's anything good in my life, I owe it all to my wife. I've heard men over the years say that. Sometimes a woman will say, if there's anything good in my life, and I've only heard one or two women say this in 30 years, but only one or two women have said, if there's anything good in my life, it's because of my husband. But let me tell you this, if there's anything good in your life spiritually, it's because of Christ. All the promises of God are answered with a yes by Jesus Christ. Had a college student years ago say, why do you Christians, he obviously wasn't a believer, he said, why do you Christians focus so much in Christianity on Jesus? And I said, because it all starts with Him, it all continues with Him, and it all ends with Him. Everything, that He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He's the end from the beginning. He's all of it. And that's why Jesus is so important. I shared this parenthetically in the first service. You get somebody that comes to your door, wants to talk something religious. You have a coworker, a friend, a relative that wants to talk about something spiritual. The first thing that I do in every conversation, I don't want to talk about your literature. I don't want to talk about what you believe about 87 different things. I want to know first and foremost, what do you believe about Jesus? You know why? Nothing else matters. If what they believe about Jesus isn't the truth. Nothing else matters if what they believe about Jesus Christ is something other than what's taught in Scripture. It all comes down to Jesus Christ and His promises. And Paul said, all the promises of God, regardless of how many they are answered with a yes in Jesus Christ. Here's my point. The standard for anything to do with your faith and your future is Jesus Christ. Judge everything about a religion. What do they think of Jesus? Judge everything about somebody's personal belief. What do you think of Christ? Who is He? And if somebody says, well, He was the greatest teacher that ever lived, that's not enough for me. He didn't claim to be the greatest teacher that ever lived. Well, He was the greatest role model that ever lived. Jesus never claimed to be the greatest role model for your children that ever lived. He said He was God. He said, if you've seen Me, you have seen the Father. That is the most incredible claim of Jesus in my thinking. If you've seen Me, you've seen the Father. If that's true, then everything that we need to know about God the Father, we find in the Son. All the promises of God are answered in Christ with a yes. Let's bring up a second promise. And this is what He promised us, even eternal life. That's such a simple statement, but it's such a radical statement that you need to believe that anything to do with your eternity is connected with Christ. What did He promise us? Eternal life. You need to know this. You may have people in your life that you think are crucial to your career moves. Those people are important. And they may be important in your life. You may have people educationally in your life that are important to you, but anything that's connected with the eternity is connected to Jesus Christ. He has promised us eternal life. And isn't it amazing that the one who says, I'm the one who gives eternal life, is the one that people avoid? They don't have anything to do with Him. They don't want to talk about Him. And yet He's the one who's promised us eternal life. It is all in Jesus Christ. He's the standard.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.